This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, and just engaged. I mean, you're all, I can tell you're all excited, right? What do we got, six more days? Really? I'm surprised you don't have it like written on your hand. Oh, he got it in your head. Okay, there you go. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. All right, we got a busy show today. We've got Dr. Gerard Lamero is going to join us after the first break. You know you love him. More good news for America. Do we keep it or do we blow it on Tuesday? I really want to hear what he has to say about that. I think we keep it. I think we keep the Congress. I think we keep the House. I think we pick up. Yeah, I'm saying six or seven seats in the Senate. That's really what I believe. Don't ask me why. It is what I believe. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're gonna hold it. I can't see the way we wouldn't. You know what I mean? Hour two, Congressman Steve Knight from California, District 25, one of the most fought-after seats in the country. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi knows everything about him, everything about the seat, everything about the area. Too bad. She did not pick the strongest candidate to run against him, but that's a story for another day. You know, the invasion force coming up now, what's really funny is if you listen to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, EFG, HIJK, LNRP, if you listen to them all, there is no invasion force. There's no, I mean, the people coming up, not a big deal, not a whole bunch of them. You know, guys like me are blowing it out of proportion. Although people are being added to that every single day. There's people being, you know, joining it, becoming part of it on a daily basis. And what started off was, what was it, like 3,000 people, something like that? At one point, what?
3 or 4.
Yeah. At one point, recently, they're estimating about 11,000 people are there. 11,000. What, are they all having babies like rabbits? Or are people joining the march? And I, you know, at this point, the sympathy for me is waning because they've been offered asylum in Mexico. They've been offered jobs. So I don't want to hear the whole thing where look at what they braved to get here. They didn't. At this point, they didn't. Only because they could have stopped already. They could have had a place to live. They could have had, you know, they could have had places to live. They could have had jobs. They could have had all kinds of stuff. And they chose not to. And now, and more you read about this, so the more and more you watch what's going on, this is a very violent group. I don't want to hear, you know, oh, no, they're just families. They're just people trying to get away. I don't know about you, but if I was trying to get away and I had kids traveling with me and everything was just like, you know, I had to get out of the city. Now, Honduras is poor and war-torn to begin with. But you make it into Mexico, you make it into a country or a village or wherever you're at where they're willing to take you in, they're willing to feed you, they're willing to clothe you, they're willing to give you a place to live, they're willing to give you a job, and you go, no thanks, I'd like to brave another 1,500 miles. For what? What's the difference? It would be so much easier for them to assimilate into a culture that's similar to theirs. There, somebody must be promising something for them, to them. I don't know if you know this, but some of the numbers coming out of the invasion forces, 70% of them are single men. Are they just cowards? No, I'm serious. Did they leave their families? Did they leave their wives and children? Now, I guarantee you, when they get to the border, you won't see men. You'll see a whole bunch of mothers on the front line with their babies in their hands. Think about what they did, the pictures we saw about them on the border when they were attacking the guards. Right? They were attacking the guards. They were breaking down fences. They were throwing stuff. They were beating on guards. Sounds like a group that... What happened? They came out of violence and went back into it? Decided that was the only way to live? Again, 70% of them, about 70% of them were estimating as single men. So you've got violence going on. They've declined safety, food, shelter. I don't get it. How can you tell me they really want help? If I had kids with me, my kids, and I was trying to get away from a violent village, and I had a country that was willing to take me, one that I understood the language, was familiar with the culture, I wouldn't say no. You'd have a hard, it'd be hard pressed for me to say no. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved, I mean, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We've got Dr. Gerard Lomero. He's written several books, and I mean several books. He's working on his next one, but I can't tell you what it is. I've been sworn to secrecy or else. But his latest book, More Great News for America, lays out the wins of this president and what's going on. And we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break, so don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, I know it's an old cliche, right? I mean, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. In this case, in our day and age, it's true. If you don't get engaged, if you don't get informed, I mean, I'm just amazed at the people that are not informed of what's going on at the border, what's not going on with our elections. It just baffles my mind. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you guys get engaged, get involved, be part of the conversation. You know, I know you guys love him because every time I have him on, I can't get you to shut up about him. Dr. Gerard Lomero joined me. He's an author, a political analyst, an expert on forecast models. And Dr. Gerard, thanks so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Oh, I enjoy it very much. You're a great host, and I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to have more great news for America on Tuesday. Tell me. You can lie to me if you need to. We're going to keep the House. We're going to pick up some seats in the Senate, and we're going to actually strengthen the president's position.
Yes. So right now, my final forecast, a week before the election, which, by the way, doesn't differ that much from my forecast back in December, is 225 to 228 Republican seats in the House. That will be about roughly 10 more than is necessary for the majority. And the Senate has blossomed. It's gone up in the last 2 months a little bit, and because for a while it looked like it'd be lower. But the Senate is 58 to 60 seats Republican. And by the way, the race in Wisconsin for the Senate is getting closer. It's possible the Democrat there will not get reelected. If that's true, then we'll have 61 Republicans
in
the Senate. The bottom line politically is the House and the Senate will be much more conservative overall, and we're finally going to get a lot of bills passed in the Senate, and passing Supreme Court nominees when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires. You know what? It's going to breeze through. They're not going to be able to pull a Brett Kavanaugh next time.
Well, you know what? Don't tell me how you come to that in a second. I mean, here's what I've been telling people. First and foremost, don't believe any of the polls. When they give you a poll, just sneeze and move on, okay? But I said, just take the Senate race alone. They have to protect 27 seats. And I said, the majority of those seats are in the middle of this country. And it's the middle of the country that they've still been ignoring for 2 years. They've done absolutely nothing for those people. And so what's the message? We're going to take away your coal jobs or coal-related jobs. We're going to pick up the crumbs off the floor. But not only are we going to do that, but we're going to take the food off your table because we're going to raise your taxes. I mean, there's no message there. So
nope.
I was saying we would have 56 or 57 seats. You're a lot smarter than I am in this arena, so 58 to 60, you've made me a very happy man. But
and as I said, if Wisconsin comes through, because now it's 2% separated, it could move 2% in a week, then it would be 61 Republican seats in the Senate.
How did you come to your conclusion with the congressional seats?
Well, I look at each congressional seat and I apply my different trends that are happening. I look at a whole bunch of different trends. I mean, a lot of variables, and I apply those variables. It's kind of harder than doing the presidential election because the presidential election, you've got 56 races, believe it or not.
Right.
It's the states plus certain congressional districts that give their electoral votes separate. So it's 56 things. This is a lot bigger. I mean, it's 435 in the House. That's a lot to keep track of.
Oh, yeah.
And basically what I do is start in the A's and go all the way down to Wyoming. I go through step by step and apply each of the trends to each of the districts. And I think the reason the polls are wrong, well, first of all, the polls are wrong because they're suffering from the same maladies that they did in 2016. But beyond that, they're also wrong because you may not know this, your listeners may not realize this, but a lot of congressional districts are assumed to be Democrat automatically, and they don't bother to poll. So there's not even any polls to get wrong.
I was not aware of that.
Polls.
I was not aware of that. Wow.
And so, I mean, they're not applying anything to those districts. And so I apply the different things that are going on, the different trends, voter intensity. There's a whole bunch of them I've got. And I mention a lot of them in More Great News for America to get people's appetite, you know, about what it is I do and stuff. Because a lot of people ask me that. But anyway, what I do is I apply it to each congressional district. I went through every congressional district in the United States. And believe it or not, what I'm giving you now is a conservative estimate because there are actually quite a few other Democrats that are on the line that could actually lose their seats because they're not in a great state with the American electorate. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt if they're within reasonably close because they've held that district for 20, 30 years.
Well, the district.
So it could turn out to be much worse for them.
Wow. See, and that's funny because some of the people I'm talking to in D.C. or looking at these races are concerned we're not going to be able to hold on to Congress, and I'm saying no, I don't believe that for a second. I still believe there's no message. There's nothing for a Democratic voter There's no reason for them to vote for a, you know, a Democrat congressperson. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, there isn't. Well, let me tell you something. The American people don't vote for hate. They don't vote for rage. They don't vote for violence. They don't vote for somebody that's un-American against their president, against their flag, against the Constitution. In general, those are turnoffs. So, I mean, you know, at the very least, you're seeing a couple of these movements that I documented in the article that Rush Limbaugh was kind enough to read this week on air. You know, the walkaway movement, the red pill movement,
oh, yeah,
the great awakening movement.
Yep.
Those are people who are saying, I'm a Democrat, but the Democratic Party has left me. I'm going to just vote conservative this time around.
Yep.
And believe me, you know, during Brett Kavanaugh's hearings, I estimated that there were 20,000 votes a day going from the Democrats to the Republicans. And by the way, the voter intensity for the Republicans went skyrocketing during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. The Democrats thought, oh, this is our chance to turn off women, you know, and get them to all come Democratic. Well, the opposite happened because almost every woman in the United States has a father or has a son or has a husband, and they don't like the idea of guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
That concept of the Democrats, they didn't buy.
I think they way overplayed that hand, way overplayed it.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, well, they did, because, right, believe it or not, my estimate is that with that plus the caravan crisis, those two false surprises, they actually lost 4 seats on my list.
Wow.
So I mean, it cost them 4 seats in the House.
Yeah, I think they're overplaying. If you've noticed, the first couple of days the caravan thing was in the news, they were all over it. As the days went on, they clammed up. But we get off for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dr. Romero will still be with me when we come back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally, and they have to come through merit, a merit system.
Ahead of the midterm election, border security a top priority for the Trump administration. The president says he may send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House saying the people in the caravan will not be allowed inside our country.
They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, little Charlie Daniels, to wake you up. I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In case you missed it, you can always pick up. Remember, we podcast our stuff. So you can always go get it in video. You can get it recorded. You can get it a whole bunch of places. So if you've just tuned in, if you've just come on board, and you missed the conversation, I do say so myself, you missed a pretty good one, you want to come back and get it later on. But right now, don't go back and get it. Just listen. Pay attention and hang out. Because Gerard Lomero has joined me. He's an author and political analyst and an expert on forecasting models. He's also the author of 5 books. You got to grab the latest book, More Great News for America. Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me.
Right, and on the break here, I just checked into CD25, and it is about 4.6% in my forecast will go to the Republican.
Wow. Well, I am glad to hear that. So, but I got to ask you something. I was kind of joking with you during the break, and it's true. So we'll just take it, because in my area, it's the 25th Congressional District in California, and it's Steve Knight versus Katie Hill. And
right.
the New York Times did a poll, you know, one of our favorite things, right? Did a poll.
Yeah.
And in the poll, they checked out 504 people, so they got in touch with. And I said to you as a joke, that can't be an accurate number. That can't, there's no way. That fails in the science class, right?
What was their margin of error? That's a low number, really. What was their margin of error?
I don't know. I'd have to read the rest of the article. You mean like?
But
how
even
many
so, yeah. You know, the problem with a lot of the polls is not even the number of participants. It has to do more with the underlying model that they're using. For example, are they using a 2008 model or 2012 model? Are they accounting for all the trends that are going on in the electorate, which are very considerate and very conservative too? And if they're ignoring those trends, then the numbers, the underlying model is wrong, and garbage in gives you garbage out, and the numbers you get out just aren't that good.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of polls. And having not seen that actual poll and looked at their underlying model, I really can't comment on it. But I'll tell you, it sounds like a small number for a 700,000 district.
So to paint you a picture, and you can explain how with the difference between what you do and what they do. So under Katie Hill, they got a 44% favorable rating from their people, 38% unfavorable, 18 didn't know. Under Steve Knight, they had a 50% favorable, 37% unfavorable, 13% didn't even know who he was, which is typical for most of our voters. But when you look at it, and you take a look at how this has gone down, like I said, she's outspent him. I think she's up to about $8 million, you know, $9 million. It's crazy the amount of money they're spending. And Bloomberg just gave her another $4.5 million. So when you look at this stuff, and you look
they
at
really
how much they're outspent, yeah, well they do. They want, well, Pelosi wants to see really bad. But,
yeah.
But my point is, even when they spend all this money, they still can't get the spread or the votes that they need. And that, and again, because they're looking at all the wrong reasons to run. I mean, according to the way you do it and the way they do it, right?
Absolutely. It's totally different. Polling is just basically a set of phone calls, and you superimpose it on your model of the electorate. And if your model is outdated, which is a lot of them, I think, then you get bogus results. I do different stuff. I look at the trends that are going on in the electorate, the things that are changing constantly, and I look at all sorts of variables, like the voter intensity, and I look at how many people are dropping their registrations. I mean, I look at some strange statistics, you know, in a way. All sorts of it. And I put a lot of them in the book. And but they give you information. They're valuable. And that's why I think that the forecasts are actually, in general, more accurate. Now, the hardest thing for me to forecast is stolen votes, believe it or not. Because it's hard, because in theory, no votes are stolen. But yet we know that a lot of people vote on, you know, dead people's names, you know, that kind of thing. Somebody died last year, and they, a relative decides to get an extra vote. And there are people like that, and people that are not allowed to vote that do. And so that's a hard thing to predict, because you don't know how much crime there is.
No, I'm sure, and we do stories on it all the time, but we're always told it doesn't exist, yet we do stories on it all the time.
But it does exist, and to be accurate, you have to allow for that, too. And by the way, I do try to allow for that in my forecast model.
All right, well, let's talk about the walk-away movement from the Dems, okay? And I'm sure you allow for that as well. So when you look at this, and you look at how many people have actually, you know, and we saw the rally in D.C., I would have hoped that would have shaken or woken up some of the Dems in leadership who can't believe. I mean, Trump is now getting one of the highest approval ratings among Black Americans. The walk-away movement, they have the same mantra through all of them. They're not necessarily registering as Republicans, but they're saying, look, my party left me. They actually walked away from me, so that's it. I'm done with them. How does this affect the election?
It affects it a lot. Black Americans now, they may not vote for every person Trump supports, but Trump himself, over 40% now support Trump and his policies. That's incredible. Because there was a time not long ago, a few decades ago, where, you know, 96% of every Black American voted Democrat no matter what.
Yep.
So this is a huge demographic shift that affects elections incredibly. And the people are using old models that are assuming that 95% of all Blacks are going to vote Democratic. Guess what? Their numbers are wrong.
No, the younger Black Americans, more and more are voting Republican. They're voting conservative.
Yeah, they like the idea of starting businesses. They like the idea of making money. They like the idea of being their own boss. And so you have a lot of Blacks, you know, who are growing up and saying, hey, I can do this. And you know what? As soon as they start doing that and get in the real world, they forget all those socialist professors.
Well, you look at this stuff, right? Minority start. I mean, I don't have the number. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. But minority startups, minority entrepreneurs are at an all-time high in this country. You would have never seen that 4 years ago, 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't even get jobs to even save some money to do their own startup.
That's right. Well, you remember my previous book, the one that came out in January 2016, Great News for America. I talked about some of these trends that are going on, and they're continuing to go on. And I also talked about that we were at the beginning, that's in 2016, we're continuing it now, we were at the beginning of a new conservative era. America has had six American constitutional eras, ERA, during our history. We are now in the seventh. They don't happen very often, but when they happen, it makes a huge difference politically. It makes a huge difference on the political parties. It makes huge differences in a lot of other areas, which I document in that book and the next book, More Great News for America. That's what's happening. And the people and the pollsters who want to live in the past, in the previous constitutional era, well, they're just off. And it makes all the sense in the world they're off. Because, you know what? Their models underlying their polls are tuned to a different time. And it's a different time. And the great news is, and that's why I call it Great News for America, is we have moved into this new conservative era. We're continuing to build on it. And it's going to get even better. And there's going to be, right now we have a political change that's going on, but it's going to spill over into the culture. And we are going to see some great cultural events happen. Essentially, the conservative era is going to spread out, and we're going to see cultural trends moving much more conservative. For example, a lot of people, a lot of Americans are super-duper fed up with the socialists in colleges and universities and even K through 12 telling kids that they can't speak their mind. You got to shut up. This is supposed to be America. We have a First Amendment. They don't get it. And you know what? Americans are really upset. And they are going to continue to come down hard. It's going to take a while to break down the socialist monopoly in universities and colleges, but it's going to happen. And we're seeing the beginning of it now, and it's going to continue. And you know what? When some of these people try to prevent it from happening, they're going to take their case to the Supreme Court to say their bias is good for America and our socialism is good. You know what they're going to hit? They're going to hit a supermajority of constitutional conservatives in the Supreme Court. We've got a conservative Supreme Court now. We're going to have a supermajority when Trump appoints his next two people, which I predicted a long time ago, will be before the next presidential election in 2020.
Oh, they are petrified to have. We go for a break. When we come back, there's a couple other questions I really want to get to, which is, you know, this is a whole new way for elections. This is a whole new wave going across this country where people are actually looking at what's good for them and not necessarily the party. And I want to know how the news affects the elections. We'll be back in a few minutes. More with Dr. Gerard Lomero, which is more good news for us, after the break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Let me teach you how to drive it well.
This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you give us. You know, you're paying attention, you're writing me emails, you're doing whatever to be involved in the show. So if you head up to the website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room going on there, and it's the family's in there, you know, talking to each other and paying attention. I can see they're paying attention. And the same thing on the on Facebook. They also have a Facebook feed. But take notes. Seriously, you got to be informed. I'm tired of people spewing the party line because that doesn't help us. It makes us look as dopey as they are at times. You want to make sure you have the information. You want to make sure you're spewing the proper information. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models, totally different than polling. Head over to his website after the show. Write this down. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. That's GreatNewsForAmerica.com. You can pick up his book. You can read his articles. A lot of good stuff there that you can learn from. Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, I love being on your show.
I appreciate that very much. Okay, so let's talk about some of the realities. Not pie-in-the-sky political garbage, but some realities here.
So you don't want me to spew any Democratic rhetoric, apparently.
Oh, there you go. No. Hey, so this is, you've said this before, but really as the years go on, as the months go on, the whole political process, whether it's voting and getting the message out, it is changing. It has changed. The election cycles are going to be totally different as the years go on, aren't they?
Yeah. And there are certain cycles that do exist, that seem to be there. But what comes out of each cycle is a little bit different, than previous cycles. So there's a lot going on. Great News for America covers that real well.
Yeah, I think I look at this, and people say, the president is saying this, and this is going on at the border, and this is going over here, and this is, and I'm going, look at, people want the reality. A lot of people are starting to learn how to cut through the noise, and they're looking at what's sitting on their table, and they're looking at what they're depositing every week, and they're going to be looking shortly at what's coming back in their taxes, how much more money they're going to get back. And you cannot... you can't disguise that. You're like Nancy Pelosi calling them crumbs. You can call them whatever you want to. Ultimately, I got more food on the table. My kids are working. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a whole different...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And by the way that's reflected in the rallies that Trump holds, pretty simple. I have listened to several of his rallies recently. And you know what? They'll have an arena that holds like 15 or 20,000 people, and they'll be all screaming and yelling and really enthusiastic for Trump. But did you realize, I wonder if most listeners realize, that outside there's another 80,000 people who can't get in, and they're watching it on big screens. And so, the fact you can fill an arena with 20,000, but there are like 100,000 who applied for tickets, is incredible.
Now,
those are huge crowds.
But go further with that. They applied for tickets, and I'm sure a lot of them were told, sorry, we're sold out, and they win anyway.
Yeah, well, they get to see a big screen version of it, usually.
Yep.
And by the way, this is in stark contrast, I may add, to the Democrats who get, maybe 200 at a rally. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about like a congressional district candidate. I'm talking about Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, who's now taking credit for the booming economy. Remember, Barack Obama told us, we have to get used to 1% GDP growth because that's the new economy. Now he's out of office and it's booming thanks to the pro-growth economic policies of Donald Trump. He's saying, oh, I was responsible for all of this.
Right.
What a joke.
What about the jobs, right? He said the jobs would never come back. They're gone. What does he have, a magic wand he's going to wave and bring them all back? Well, apparently,
as the joke is,
abracadabra. He did have one, but that's what I'm talking about. They really don't know. They can't bullpucky their people anymore. People are starting to pay attention. Sound bites or not, they're still starting to pay attention, and they're eroding. And you had even said the last time you were on my show that you saw the Democratic Party as, for all intents and purposes, being non-existent in 5 years.
Oh, yeah, I still do. I believe it'll be down. It could be closing up next year. In fact, I have said on several shows it's entirely possible that the Democratic Party will never have another candidate for president because they won't be in existence the next time we have a presidential election in 2020. We may have a new party that emerges, but it'll be a much more pro-American party. It won't be as conservative as the conservative Republicans, but it'll be an alternative, that believes in things like following the rule of law and innocent until proven guilty. You know, some real concepts that the current Democratic Party has a hard time with.
Some real crazy ways of thinking. All right, I'll tell you, well, if you're on the other side, that is. You know, no, I agree with you. And I'm looking at the people that are lining up to run for president. This is the Big Ten group. They always talk about how they're welcoming of everybody. And the biggest names that they're putting out first, right, you got Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, even Mrs. Clinton, who will make her decision after the midterms as to whether she's going to run or not. And I said that's veiled conversation for yes, I'm running. I mean, you go down the whole list, they're all old white folks, right? I mean,
yep.
Cory Booker, they'll push him aside. Kamala Harris, they'll push her aside.
By the way, I want to make a comment on Hillary Clinton because, you know, I watch her as well as everybody else who's running. And I think there's no question she's running, but I also think there's no question she'll ever be nominated, with or without the party going out of business. I don't think she'll be nominated. There's no way she's going to be president.
No, it's really funny. And people, even hardcore Democrats that I know that love her, wish she would back off.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so even from within their own, they're not happy with it.
And her 13-city tour with Bill Clinton, I bet you that never comes to fruition. I bet you after one or two arenas that have 300 people in it, they're going to decide they can't afford the arenas, and they shut down that tour. That tour, I think, will have no success. They're trying to duplicate Trump rallies. They're not going to be able to do it.
No. No. Well, you know what? The other thing, too, is it's $700 for the tickets.
Yeah, just what every average American can afford. Take $700 out of their budget to pay for, you know, a new chair or something else and go spend it on enriching the Hillary Bill Clinton fund or whatever it is.
All right, so no let me, so I don't put words in your mouth, okay?
No.
All right, so Friday night at midnight, what numbers do we see on the board?
Friday
Senate seats?
Night?
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Did I say Friday? I did?
Yeah.
See, I'm looking for the end of the week. I want out of here.
Okay. Well, okay, which do you want first, Senate?
I don't care. Just put it up there any way you want to. You there?
Most likely 60, possibility 61.
61 for the Senate.
The Senate. Republicans.
Okay. You're four higher than I am. So, but as I said, I meant it. You're a heck of a lot better at this than I am. So I'm going to be looking forward to 60 seats. It'll be the first time that my audience sees me do the Irish jig if it hits 60. Okay.
But if it's 59, we're still going to feel like we accomplished.
No, I'll be excited at 59.
There's variability in here,
I just won't do the jig. But I'll be excited.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll say 58 to 60 with a possibility of 61.
Okay. And the House seats.
225 to 228. I lean more towards 228, and it'll be more than 10. Well, at least, let's say around 10 more seats than they need to maintain the House.
That's great. That makes my heart feel good because, you know, I got to tell you, Lindsey Graham, I think, was right on when he said, God forbid, I hope you never get power here again. When you saw the way that went down, when you saw the games that were played, again, a bunch of kids that were losing their rights to use daddy's car, and that's how they were acting. Just despicable behavior there. Don't you agree?
Oh, totally. It was terrible. But you know what? We're not the only ones who think that. The American people agree with us.
Yeah.
And
that's
why it fired up the base and fired up some others, too, and why they lost an additional four seats in the House.
Well, I will tell you that one of the Republican calling centers here in California, I got to speak to the kids that were making the calls and a few other people. And, you know, they call high propensity Republicans, and they call the clandestines and independents, and then they call Democrats, moderate Democrats. And the moderate Democrats in big numbers were telling them, I'm tired of my party, I'm tired of what they're doing, I'm going to send a message, and I'm voting Republican all the way down the ticket. And I was like,
walk
God
away
bless.
Movement. That's the walk away movement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's a message they want to send. And I'm good. Send the message. I don't care how you get it to them. Send them the message. Dr. Romero, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me. We're going to put up your website. And but you're a big shot now. Well, Rush Limbaugh, we don't want to shut down your server.
I'm not that well-known.
You know what? Right, you should be. You should have much more coverage because the stuff you write is great. You've made the predictions and you've helped us all. Hey, have a great rest of the night, Doctor.
Yeah, you too. Right,
thank
talking.
You. You too. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Listen to Real Side. Listen, next hour, guess who's going to be on? Yeah, well, I hope. We're going to have Congressman Steve Knight join us. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.